It doesn't come from me. It comes from them. And so it's that level of us together. I'm kind of a reminder. I'm trying to help them. You know, I will establish tempo. I can give them reminders about articulation or dynamics. But in the end, it's a trust level between the two. They laugh at me when I use this next term, but that we stay consistent in what we do. But that's a consistency that I hope they can take out of their music and put into their lives.
This is Anton Armstrong, conductor of the 74-member St. Olaf Choir. He's describing what it's like to lead the group. He says since the very beginning, the choir's mission has been to keep church music alive in college settings.
St. Olaf College is still a college that has had from its origins a commitment to music. And it took great vision in 1903 when they brought F. Melis Christiansen here. He initially was brought here to conduct the band, which is celebrating its 125th anniversary this year. And in 1911, 1912, as he was trying to serve church music in this region, he felt the young people here were forgetting the great hymns of their forebears, and he wanted to make a change in that.
In its 104 years of choral music, the St. Olaf Choir has had only four conductors. Armstrong says the conductors have been able to build on the legacy of those who have preceded them, working to open doors for their students and listeners in general.
Our music can be transformational, not only for the singers, not only for the instrumentalists who collaborate with us, but for those who will hear the message. And I think the music we sing almost has a prophetic vision of what the world can be and should be.
In 2006, Randall Bradley, director of the church music program at Baylor, nominated Armstrong for the Robert Foster Cherry Award for Great Teaching, a reflection of the choir's service-driven mission. As a recipient of this award, Armstrong spent the spring of 2007 in residence at Baylor to teach and share his knowledge with those in Waco. Alexandra Mooney, the choir's chaplain, says that her 3 years in the St. Olaf Choir have reinforced her calling to pursue a career in music.
This is probably the only time in my life that I'll get to sing in a community like this, where I'm going to school with people of kind of all different types, but we're in this choir that is making really, really excellent music, sort of with service at its heart.
For some listeners, choral music provides an uplifting and spiritual renewal. Community and unity are key components anytime the choir performs. During any given piece, the group holds hands. It's a sign of togetherness, but also provides some utility.
We hold hands while we're singing. If you feel like someone's going flat beside you, you might pull their hand up a little bit.
Given Armstrong's ties to Baylor, the decision to make Waco a stop on this 15-day tour was an easy one.
And any time I return, it feels like going to a distant relative.
So what can you expect to hear Thursday evening? This concert will feature sacred and secular choral music crafted by a variety of composers. The concert will be in Jones Hall at 7:30 p.m. With KWBU, I'm Stephanie Lee.